can't think.
Oxygen.
You might, yes.
Oxygen.
Could be fun. Someone has been sick a while and he's up and about, but still he looks a bit
puny.
And if he's good in white, you might say he looks
pale.
And he feels
bad.
Can you think of any other words when maybe a child's not grown very strong, and you would say he looks how? Besides puny.
Let's see. A child. I can't think of another term.
How would a person look if they were puny? Describe it.
Look weak, pale,
and what the other word that you used, do you remember?
It's
left to me. How would that, could you describe that?
What?
What was the other term you used besides puny, do you remember? Well, we'll just have to play it back. Alright. A person who can lift heavy weights is called what?
A strong person.
Exactly. And if he's robust and healthy, can you think of another term? He is big and
husky.
And he is also fat and heavy, so you say he is
stout.
Good. Now, one who is very easy to get along with, what kind of a person would you say they are?
Easygoing.
And they laugh a lot.
Good natured.
And can you think of something you would call a horse if they are good natured?
Gentle.
When a boy is in his teens, he is apt to be all arms and legs, and he can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. So you say, at that age, he is awfully
awkward.
A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, and you say he is a plain... The Bible tells us not to call people this. Or we'd be in danger of hell's fire.
Fool.
Can you think of another name for a plain fool? For a man or a woman? Mm-hmm. That covers it.
I think that's about all.
A person who is will never spend a cent. They hang on to that money. You call them a
miser.
Alright, and Mr. Brown will pay you good money, but you'll have to earn it. He's a regular what? If he's a miser.
Close-fisted.
And nobody ever beats him out of anything. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Well, it means that they are probably rude and unlearned, something
like that.
Of that nature.
If you call somebody common, or do you ever think that somebody might use that word in a complimentary way? Could it be used in a sense like of that?
In a complimentary way?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe so.
If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
active.
And if a young person's